This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, great to be back. I've been in Dallas for 4 days. I missed you on Friday. I missed you on Monday. And I almost missed you tonight. My flight was canceled, and I had to scramble to find another flight to get here on time. And I missed the first hour of my national radio show. Lee Elsie, the great one from New London, Connecticut, filled in for me as guest host. Lee did a great job, as always, and I appreciate Lee. You always being there, Johnny on the spot for me. You call him Lee on the spot. But I got home in time for Newsmax. I was thinking on the plane, Newsmax. Got to be back, and I got here for my second hour of the national radio show, and finally now here for Newsmax TV. I do want to thank Fordham Resources, by the way, because they're Johnny on the spot. Without them, you don't get to watch this show free every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because they pay the bill. They're one of five sponsors that pays the bill for this show, and we really appreciate it. They're the national title sponsor, the main national title sponsor of my radio show, and they're also the sponsor of this TV show. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, who I believe is finally going to be on the show later this week. This show, the Newsmax TV show, and the legendary oil man built Ultra Petroleum. Mark Bruner built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, both nationally and internationally. The acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche, which gives you credibility and integrity and confidence. And they also own the City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, about nine times bigger than the island of Manhattan. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go check them out. Visit Fordham Resources for a complete review. FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. So I mentioned in that opening segment that a British reality star said, "Don't pray for Christians killed in Sri Lanka." His name is Andy West. He was on the version of Big Brother. I mean, it's funny how they throw away words like star, TV star. He's just a loser, a dysfunctional, self-destructive loser that appeared on Big Brother to make an idiot of himself and say outrageous things on national TV. And my guess is I don't know him. I've never heard of him. He's a nobody, nothing, unknown outside of England. And my guess is this Andy West, in order to avoid being a nobody, has to come up with outrageous things to say all the time. And so he said that you just shouldn't feel sorry for Christians because up close and personal as a journalist, he saw Western Christian missionaries unscrupulously converting Buddhist orphans for food and shelter after the Asian tsunami. Don't send your prayers. He said, actually, so prayers are needed. In fact, prayers are proven beyond doubt to have no effect. That's not true. That's a lie. What might help, however, is ending the Western campaign to convert people of other religions in exchange for charity. And then he seemed to enjoy his newfound infamy. Of course he did. He said, I'm pleased to have so many angry right-wing American Christian zealots commenting here, but the least they could do is give me a follow and a retweet. Keep in mind, all of this is happening in relation to 300 Christians dead who went to church on Sunday morning and wound up either dead or with no legs, no arms, and their whole family slaughtered. And this guy cares about a follow and retweets. He's saying outrageous, stupid things, which you may or may not believe, to get retweets and to become more famous. What a moron, what a loser. If you get a chance, please look him up and give him a piece of your mind. Andy West. Do not threaten his life. Do not go after him and hunt him and hound him and murder him. No one's asking you to do any of those things. Just send him a little tweet and let him know what you think of him. He's a low-class, disgusting, low-life, and scum. And he did that while you hear about the richest man in Denmark worth billions of dollars, $8 billion, losing three of his four children in that terror attack by Islamic extremists, fanatics for ISIS, clearly, going after Christians. I could say it. Obama can't. Hillary can't. I guarantee you no Democrat contender for president of the United States is willing to say the word Islamic or terrorism or Christianity or Christians. They just can't do it. It's not politically correct. They're disgusting. Other things in the news. Los Angeles to change the name of Rodeo Road to Obama Boulevard next weekend. Eric Garcetti is the mayor of Los Angeles. He's changing the name of Rodeo Road to Obama Boulevard in a ceremony this weekend in order to, as he put it, forever be reminded of the legacy of President Barack Obama when traveling across Los Angeles. Can you give me a moment? That's funny, because the legacy of Obama is the worst economic growth, GDP, in the history of America other than the Great Depression, and it was equal to the 1930s decade of the Great Depression. The same average GDP for the 8 years of Obama's presidency, meaning the economic growth. We were in a Great Depression, and you're so delusional, so stupid, so ignorant, so evil, you think we should be reminded of the great legacy of Barack Obama. You've convinced yourself. His legacy is wonderful. His legacy is economic misery like Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, like Venezuela and Cuba. That's what he did to the United States of America. But he papered it over with the most spending in history by government and the most debt in history by government and more debt created during his 8 years than all the other presidents in the history of America combined. $10 trillion in new debt that our kids and grandkids will have to pay off for 100 years and will leave us in bankruptcy and desperate shape for years and decades to come. And people are on the most welfare in history and the most food stamps in history and the most disability in history, even though they weren't disabled, because that's how people game the system under Barack Obama. He got them all dependent on government. Oh, and the legacy is using the IRS to destroy the lives of his political opponents, including me, Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a witness to the treachery of this criminal named Barack Obama, who should be in prison for using the IRS to destroy his political opponents and using other government agencies to come after his political opponents and his critics. And the spying on Donald Trump is the Watergate of our era times 10,000. Watergate squared. Watergate to the 100th power. He snooped on the presidential campaign. He inserted spies in Trump's presidential campaign. He unmasked Trump officials. All illegal, all crimes against the American people. Unbelievable. That's the legacy of Barack Obama, and you want to name it Obama Boulevard to intersect with Martin Luther King Boulevard. You know why? You're disgracing the great Martin Luther King, who did great things for the black people. You did nothing, Obama, for the black people. Remember, it's Trump who created the lowest black unemployment in history, not Obama, the black president. It's Trump who passed all kinds of legislation to ease major criminal penalties on primarily black drug dealers and drug users who are in prison for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, or the rest of their lives, clearly overzealous sentencing, and he passed legislation for prison reform. Thank you, President Trump. Obama didn't do it. Obama's the worst president in American history and the worst president in American history for black people and Hispanics and Muslims and gays and women and everything else because he killed all your jobs. And now liberals are going to go, oh, he created millions of jobs. No, he didn't. What Obama did is he lost millions of jobs with his stupid economic policies, which were tantamount to socialism. He killed them all, and then he passed Obamacare, and then millions of new part-time jobs with crappy low wages that didn't provide health insurance were created. Obama is the king of crappy part-time jobs that pay nothing, that you can't live without food stamps to feed your family. That's what Obama did. And oh, by the way, who proved that? The head of Obama's economic council, the chairman of his economic council, went back to, it was either Harvard or Princeton, I can't remember where he came from, but he went back and did a study of all the jobs created under Obama, and he proved, I think it was 93% were low-wage part-time jobs. That guy, whose name escapes me at the moment, I can't even think of what his name is, chairman of Obama's economic council, that guy committed suicide 3 months ago. killed himself. Nobody in the media seems to notice that. No one seems to care why he did that. Maybe he couldn't even look at what Obama created without sitting there going, my God, everything I believed in my entire life is in tatters. Everything I ever believed in, socialism, liberal policies, a welfare state, entitlements for everybody, open borders. I sat there with Obama and I let him destroy the American economy, and then he killed himself. I don't know, or maybe he was mentally ill, and maybe it had nothing to do with that. Maybe, just maybe. What else the liberals create? There's now a poop map showing San Francisco literally covered in human excrement from one end of San Francisco to the other. Poop, 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 and more poop. It's all brown. That's the Democratic Party. That should be the color of the Democratic Party. All brown for poop. That's what they're going to do to a city near you. And last but not least, some good things going on in America today when I get back. Netanyahu is going to name a Golan Heights town after Donald Trump. Trump's going to have his own town in Israel. In Israel, they appreciate him as the greatest American president ever. And the U.S. Supreme Court signals support for Trump in the 2020 census citizenship question. Great news. All he wants to do is ask a simple question. Are you an American citizen? Are you legal? And Democrats don't want it because they love illegals. And they're afraid a few illegals won't answer the citizenship because they'll be afraid that they'll be outed as illegals. They'll be deported. So some illegals will not answer it. You know what they fear? New York, Chicago, L.A., Baltimore, Detroit, all the crap holes of America, inner cities, filled with nothing but crime and illegals, and death and murder and rape and poverty. Everyone's in poverty. They're afraid those cities will be underrepresented. They won't get as many congressmen. They won't get as much money. Those sanctuary cities won't get funding because the more people you have, the more federal funding you get. That's what they're worried about. They don't care if America's great or American citizens are great. They care about their power and their money. Good job, Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio Network. I am your warrior, Wayne Allen Root. Born that way, 1961, on the Bronx borderline, Mount Vernon Hospital. Wayne Allen Root, war. I'm certainly your warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior, not to mention patriot, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm not politically correct. I fight for legal American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for taxpayers, not creeps on welfare. By the way, this show is sponsored by Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group, my personal tax lawyer, in my opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in the United States of America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all over the USA, and the best evidence has got to be personal testimony when Obama, and I'm sure Valerie Jarrett, sicked the IRS on me. Sam took my case and beat them not once but twice. I didn't know a penny. Thank you, Sam. And then I challenged him. I said, you know, the services of great tax attorneys like you, this guy represents ball players, actors, actresses, rock stars, politicians, and I said, in Beverly Hills yet. And I said, guys like you are unaffordable to average Americans when they have tax problems. You know, we just had April 15th just a few days ago. And I challenged him to come up with a program to take care of every average person that watches my show and listens to my show. And the total cost, he came up with $190 a month, and most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. So whatever your issue is, call Sam Landis. Missing returns, unpaid taxes, penalties, liens, innocent spouse, you didn't file, whatever. Just call the staff at Lawyers IRS Resolution Services, and you can start with a free consultation with a real tax attorney who will tell you exactly what it will cost, how long it will take. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to WeHelpYou.com, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or 800-934-3578, WeHelpYou.com with the letter U. Thank you, Sam Lannis. So, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel will name a Golan town after Trump. Trump's going to have his own town. He said there's a need to express our appreciation by calling a community on the Golan Heights after Donald Trump. And you're darn right there is. I told you the U.S. Supreme Court signals support for Trump's 2020 census citizenship question. Good news. Democrats aren't winning anymore. We're winning and winning and winning. Also breaking news, the Treasury Department denies Democrats' request for Trump's tax returns for the second time. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the department cannot act on the request unless and until it is determined to be consistent with the law. It's not the law that a president releases his taxes. Also, great news, Trump orders a crackdown on illegal aliens overstaying their visas in the United States of America. Great job, Donald Trump. There's lots of ways that people are getting into this country. Yeah, we got to build a wall. Yeah, we got to stop birthright citizenship. But we also got to crack down on visa overstays. They come in the country legally, and then they overstay their visas and just stay here, and that's how they get in forever. More crazy talk from the Democrats you need to know about. Bernie Sanders says that murderers and rapists in prison deserve to vote in prison. And when he's asked, would you allow even the Boston terror bomber to vote in prison? Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris both say, yeah, it's probably okay. He's a terrorist. He's a mass murderer. He's a foreigner who killed American citizens. He's an evil, devious, treacherous mass murderer. They want Ted Bundy to vote if he was alive. Name all the mass murderers. They want Charles Manson to vote if he was alive. Name every evil mass murderer in the history of America. The Boston Strangler. Who is that guy up in San Francisco? The Zodiac Killer? They want them all to be voting. They should cancel out my vote and your vote. This is today's Democratic Party. You don't think these people are crazy? I think they're absolutely crazy. Listen to Bernie Sanders' quote. Let me get you his quote. He says, if someone commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. They could be in jail for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, their whole lives. That's what happens when you commit a serious crime. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people, because once you start chipping away and you say, that guy committed a terrible crime, we're not going to let him vote, you're running down a slippery slope. Can you imagine the mental illness of the Democratic Party and or, it's probably mental illness combined, with the greed of the Democratic Party? Just in order to get them elected, they'll do anything. They leave the borders open and let millions of illegals in to steal all your money and cancel out your vote and ruin our inner cities, ruin our school systems, ruin our healthcare system, ruin Social Security, and now they want murderers, including mass murderers. Charlie Manson, if he was alive, he should vote Democrat. And, of course, the Boston terror bombing is alive. They want him to vote Democrat. And Kamala Harris says, yeah, we need to have a conversation about it. Donald Trump landslide in 2020. Keep talking, morons.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The brothers involved in the alleged hoax attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett are suing the actor's attorney for defamation.
Those responsible for continuing to destroy the reputation of the Chicago Police Department, the City of Chicago, and that of Ola Embolo Oshundayo are held accountable.
That's attorney Gloria Schmidt, who says Smollett's attorneys falsely accused the Oshundayo brothers of a hate crime. Nearly 8,000 Boy Scout leaders are being accused of sexual abuse. A lawyer who represents the alleged victims told reporters in New York on Tuesday the abuse goes back decades. Lawyer Jeff Anderson says there's about 7,800 abusers and over 12,000 victims listed in the Boy Scouts of America's perversion files. He says they're going to fight to get those files released. The Dow was up 145 points to close at 26,656. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Just back from the Big D, Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area. Had a great time. Finally had a couple of days vacation. Not that it was any rest. It was kind of rushing around to relatives and friends like a madman for 4 days. And then flight got canceled this morning and had to reroute through San Antonio, Texas, and just barely made it back in time for this TV show. But I'm here. I'm here. I made it work. So I wanted to get back for you. I'd already been gone Friday and Monday. I rarely take time off from this show because I enjoy being with you every night and talking about the real news stories that matter to my audience that you don't get at ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, or even Fox News anymore. Tangible Investments, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Look, we're $22 trillion in debt in the United States, and the rest of the world's even worse. China's even worse. Japan's even worse, percentage-wise. Europe is even worse, percentage-wise. They're all spending themselves into bankruptcy. We're $22 trillion in debt. Every day it gets larger. We print more money. We print more money. We print more money to try and pay back the debt. Because obviously the Federal Reserve and the United States government have decided the only way to ever pay it back, it's impossible to pay this money back. The only possible way is to print, print, print and create inflation and pay it back with inflated dollars. And if that's the case, gold's going to the sky. Gold's going through the roof. If that's the case, everybody's got to own gold. If that's the case, it's the only possible way to keep even with inflation. If you own dollars, they're worth less and less and less, and 20 years from now they're worth nothing. But gold keeps its value. It's wealth insurance. So if you're going to buy gold, you've got to buy from a company with golden credibility. Tangible Investments, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. Discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. Give them a call at 800-780-9000. They back the show. They sign the front of the check. They write the check so you don't have to. And you get to watch the show for free. 800-780-9000. Friends of War, friends of this show, friends of Newsmax TV, 800-780-9000. 35 years in business, $2 billion. In transactions, they are cool, and you're going to buy from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. You don't even have to buy anything to get a free $199 gift. Call 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take line four, Faith in Tennessee. Faith, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to, I know we've beaten the dead horse, but briefly talk about the Easter worshiper comment. What I find amazing, and I partly blame this on people of my own faith, is that we have allowed secularism so much in the church that we dismantled it ourselves, and then we get offended when everybody else continues to do the same thing. Does it make any sense to me?
Yeah, we've neutered ourselves, right? I mean, that's the thing. We're afraid to state proudly, not just we, but you and everyone out there as a Christian is afraid to state loudly that we are Christians. We are under attack. Christians are dying. Christians are being persecuted. It's the number one form of persecution. There are no Christians persecuting Muslims. There are Muslims persecuting Christians. Someone's got to say that out loud. In every Middle Eastern country, Christians are persecuted, except for Israel, of course, where Christians are not persecuted. They're loved. So it's just...
And Muslims are not persecuted in Israel as well.
Correct.
And that was amazing to me. But I'm surprised that the news stations actually picked the story up only because maybe a year or two ago, I'm not sure if you remember, that the Coptic Christians in Egypt were murdered. I think maybe 170 on Easter. I saw maybe some footnotes of it, and I'm like, okay, why isn't Christianity important? So I think there needs to be revival in the church for us to get back down to basics and make a stand what we really stand for. And I'm not talking about just being a public Christian, living the life. Which brings me into Pete Buttigieg. Did I pronounce his name right?
Yeah, I'll call him Pete Butthead. Pete Butthead, because his last name starts with Butt. Let's call him Pete Butthead from now on. What about Pete
Butthead?
What about
Pete Butthead?
Butthead.
Yeah. Well, one, I'm interested in, when I saw a Newsmax that he would be doing, possibly at the time, a Fox News town hall, I was like, okay, what softball person are they going to get? And when I find out that Chris Wallace is doing it, okay,
yeah,
I'm like, well, this Chris Perfect. Only pushes people who are Democratic. That the interview he had with Rudy is disgusting. But with Pete, my issue with him is simply he's trying to use a Christian faith he proclaims
right.
that he is, and I could go down a list on why I can just rebuke that. But he hammers the church. He hammers his someone who was good to him. That's like a sign of a bad character. Someone who respected you, regardless of your doctrinal differences, then you go out there and stab him. But with him, I just want to direct him to Romans 12:1. Present your life in your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. How is his life, even his marriage, reflective of what Genesis said? And also what Jesus even said when he was confronted by the Pharisees on the issues of divorce. You know, from the beginning, God made the male and female. So these are true questions you have to ask, because you have a lot of Christians that still hold on to the exegetical view of marriage. And he's turning around and presenting himself as the oracle of Christ, but he doesn't seem to be too holy.
Look, Obama covered up the facts that he's a bad guy and a socialist and I believe a communist and a Marxist and doesn't believe in religion, and he covered it all up by going to church. And this has gone on since the beginning of time. People cover it up by going to church on Sunday once in a while, and they go, look, see, I'm a Christian. And this guy, Mayor Pete Butthead, goes to church on Sunday with his husband. Okay, great. I'm glad you're gay. I'm glad you go to church on Sunday. That doesn't make you a Christian. I don't know if he's a Christian, but I don't want to challenge his Christianity. Let's say he's a Christian. He's a commie. His views are so far to the left and out of the mainstream.
They are very extreme.
Yes,
they are very extreme. And if you look at, to piggyback on your comment about Obama, if anybody did research of Jeremiah Wright at the time, he was lefty going years, decades back.
Right.
So I'm like, when I found out what church he went to, it just didn't make sense to me. And that's why, you know, as African-American woman, I was very disappointed when our people overall, not everybody, became under his spell. It goes to show you the power of being charming and identity politics. So if I say I'm Christian, this, something must be wrong with my Christianity, because you're living completely different than me. But you have this appeal, and it just draws people in.
And faith, it's not just charm. And Obama was charming, and I've always said that. He's very charming, nice personality. But it's more than that. It's the fact that if you're charming and you're a Republican, and by the way, not just a white Republican, if you're a black Republican, the media hates you even more. They were out to get Herman Cain. Right? They were out to get Herman Cain. They were out to get Ben Carson. They were out to get every black Republican out there. They're out to destroy you. So you could be as charming as you want to be. If you're a Republican, they're out to destroy you and rip the charm off you and show you what a terrible person you are and how evil you must be deep down by finding one incident or one word or one sentence out of context, like they do with Trump when he gives 8 speeches a day, thousands of words, then they find one sentence, like they do with me, 3 hours a day on the radio, they find one sentence, try and make you look like a bad guy. Who cares? One sentence. Everybody would have one sentence bad.
You know what? It's so ridiculous. And I'll say this and get off, because then we have other callers. When it came to Obama, and one of the things people kept on trying to use to reduce cognitive dissonance was, well, he's elected the president, not the preacher. He's not a pastor. Well, the Bible never says that you have to be less or more holy. He requires you to be holy. But the same people are trying to require President Trump to be the Pope. It's just that double standard there. So when we have a conflict in morality, what we'll do is try to resolve that conflict. For example, if you have a child that may be off into something different, you're either going to try to love your child and correct them, or you're going to succumb because the idea that something may be wrong with your child could be too much to handle. So you're going to try to reframe it to make it sound good. And that's what I see, is a whole bunch of reframing. But I hope Chris Wallace, when it comes to Pete, pull the same stunt he did with Rudy. Otherwise, he needs to just stop presenting himself on commercials.
Well, let me tell you one other thing that shows you the bias of the liberal media. When Trump ran for president, he stood on the stage with, what was it, 14 Republicans or maybe 17 Republicans, whatever it was. Can't even remember. Everybody asked the same question again and again and again. If you don't win the GOP primary, are you going to run as an independent? Do you pledge to be a Republican only? And they made such a big deal of that. You know who's the independent right now in the Democratic Party? Bernie Sanders. And not one person has asked him the question. Not one. You're an independent. Why are you running as a Democrat? And if you lose the Democratic primary, will you run as a third-party candidate? They asked it of Trump every second of every day, again and again, until he pledged. And when he refused to pledge at one point, they all got mad. The crowd booed. Oh, my God. He might run against the Republicans. And Bernie, nobody asked a thing, ever. No one asked Obama anything about the economy. I mean, they choose what they want to ask and who they're going to ask. And it's always a Republican conservative who gets asked the tough questions. And it's always a Democrat who gets the pass. And I'm sure Pete Butthead will get the same pass as Barack Obama got. Thank you, Faith. Appreciate the call. When we get back, John in D.C., Mary in Wyoming, Tim in Kansas, lots of stuff going on. Ilhan Omar. She retweets the claim that Jewish Jesus Christ was a Palestinian. I don't think so. Ocasio-Cortez declares the VA, the Veterans Administration, isn't broken and already provides top-notch health care. Why are Republicans trying to save it and change it when it's so great already? New Jersey's Democratic governor is pushing a $550 fee to own and carry a gun. Wow. And 44% of Democrats think socialism hasn't been given a fair chance. Maybe you should ask the 100 million people murdered in the 20th century by socialism and communism. Murdered. We didn't quite give it a fair chance. Let them murder another 100 million, huh? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Sean was swimming in IRS tax debt.
I owed $140,000 to the IRS. Not sure how I was going to actually pay it.
Sean was receiving multiple notices from the IRS and was getting stressed out.
This young lady, Charlene, picked up the phone. She walked me through the process step by step. Immediately, I felt a sigh of relief.
Sean realized there was somebody finally there to help him fight the IRS.
Once MC Preferred got involved, the calls stopped, the letters stopped, and I was fortunate they settled my debt for $2,500.
MC Preferred saved Sean over $125,000.
I was fortunate I found MC Preferred.
Call 800-711-9212. Don't let the IRS cause you stress. Call now for a free consultation. Call 800-711-9212. That's 800-711-9212. If you have IRS debt, call MC Preferred now. Call 800-711-9212. Results may vary.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, that's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Wayne Manor in the War Room with Wayne Allyn Root. Cenogenics, the founder, sponsor of this segment of the show, but they are the founder. In 1997, they were founded, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. defying aging, healthy aging, some call it anti-aging. It's a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each and every individual, and they've done a great job for me. They've made Wayne Root great again, and they will make you great again. Trump makes America great again, they make Americans great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Cenogenics. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER. Everybody who sees me says, holy crap, you look so much better, so much thinner, and so much younger. What's your answer? What's your fountain of youth? And my answer is, Cenogenics is my fountain of youth. Give them a call. Cost you nothing. The call's free. And there's no obligation once you call for a free consultation. What do you got to lose? Find out about this wonderful system called Cenogenics. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com. Let's grab some calls. We've got Ricky in Mississippi, who seems to be a liberal that believes in Medicare for all, and I'd love to hear what he has to say. Hey, Ricky, how are you? It's Wayne Root.
Well, I love you. First, I'd like to say I love all Americans, even the ones I disagree with. And peace out. Well, really, Medicare for All is a great program because we spend too much money on, I work in health care. We spend too much money on deductibles, co-pays, all this playing around. Medicare covers the sickest of the sickest people in America and the old. It covers just the sick.
But you're acting like it's working, Ricky. It's not working. Medicare's bankrupt. Medicare pays out far more than it's paid in. So how are you going to extend it to everybody?
We're getting a check.
It doesn't work, Ricky. They're grabbing it from taxpayers. They're stealing the money from other government programs.
Wait,
They just announced over the weekend Medicare's broke. It's broke.
Wait, no. Wait, no. They're going to refund it again just like do everything else. It's like the wall.
Money doesn't grow on trees, Ricky. You can't just make up.
Money don't grow on trees. Money don't grow on trees. Look. You keep saying it's going broke. It's not broke.
It is broke right now. It's broke.
Well, I get a check for Medicare. You get a check from Social Security.
It's broke. People get checks from welfare. It's broke. The United States government's broke. We're $22 trillion in debt. Ricky, I'm not going to pay for it. Do you want free college too?
No. What I want, I don't want the children to go broke going to school. I spent $100 to buy all my books back in the '80s when I went to school.
Yeah, now it's $3,700 a year.
Buy a book.
It's like $3,700 a year to go to college just for the books. $3,700 a year. My kid goes to college right now. My daughter went to college. I got two more on the way. I can't afford it. It's terrible. But all these Democratic candidates say they want to make it free for everyone. When you hear the word free, run for your life.
Germany, they do it. All the other countries, we're falling behind because we've made these absorbent costs for our kids, children. Let's go back to hell.
Ricky, we're not falling behind. People in Canada and England, when they have money, come to America to pay for the surgery rather than get it free in England and Canada. Oh, really? What would you call Mick Jagger?
When people want medicine, they go to Canada to buy it because the health care. Why do we pay more for a medicine than any other country?
I'm with you on that one. That's a ripoff. That's ridiculous. And Donald Trump's tried his best to solve that problem.
Why do pharmacy companies can charge up to 100% profit on the drug?
I understand that. Well, it's a free country. There is capitalism. There is capitalism, Ricky. But I think it's ridiculous. I'm with you on that one. I'm agreeing with you. So don't argue with me. I'm agreeing with you that it's ridiculous that a drug costs $200 in America and 20 cents in say, Ethiopia. I agree with you. But the only way to win is with pressure from the private sector. Only way to win. You can't win by wanting things free. But free works. How do you explain that socialism fails everywhere in the world, Ricky?
How do you explain the rich fat cat getting the $20 million bone?
Ricky, has socialism ever worked? Name me a place where socialism worked, Ricky. Name it.
The fire department
isn't socialism. Government's only job is to provide protection for me. Police, fire, pick up the garbage, and the United States military. That's government's only job. And who says they're doing it better than you and I could do it? By the way, whether it's military, police, or fire, maybe I can do it better. Yeah.
I can do it better.
Yeah. Ricky, we're going to go round and round. Socialism doesn't work. Head to Venezuela. Check out how bad it is. Head to Cuba. Check out how bad it is. Head to Greece or Italy. Check out how bad it is. Free health care, free medicine, free education, free contraception. You can ask for all the free things you want. The country can't afford it. We're $22 trillion in debt. You're going to bankrupt this country. It doesn't work. It never worked anywhere in the world. Does the VA system work? They waited in line for free medical, and they died. They kept them waiting in line, and they killed our heroes. Government is a failure at everything it does. Everything. Sorry, Ricky. But we let you on, and I let you make your case. But it's a fact. Over the weekend, they announced a specific, I don't have it in front of me, but a specific area of Medicare is now bankrupt. And Medicare itself pays out more than comes in. So if it was a private, instead of being government, if it was a private business, it would have been bankrupt a long time ago. Businesses, if more goes out than comes in, you go bankrupt. You lose your business. But government just raises taxes and steals more money and goes into debt and prints more money. Government's a scam artist. Medicare's bankrupt. Social Security's bankrupt. Medicaid's bankrupt. Welfare's bankrupt. Food stamps are bankrupt. America's bankrupt. You just don't realize it yet. We're living on borrowed time. And Donald Trump's trying to change all that. He's trying to create so much prosperity that it pays for it all. And so far, it's kind of working. We'll see. Wayne Allyn, Warren Out. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.